Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health.
And we're speaking by phone today with Mark Amendola. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Perseus House. We'll have to get into why it was named Perseus House. That must be an interesting story. Specifically, the education and treatment alternative part of it, ETA, as it were. He's a licensed social worker in the state of Pennsylvania, and we're talking about aggression replacement training. Welcome back, Mark.
Better known as Art.
Art.
Thanks.
You're not Art. You're Mark.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You're right. Yep.
We were talking right before the break. We were talking about basically about kind of the roots of aggression and what type of person aggressive replacement training was really working towards. This might be a good time. We've got a half hour left in the show. It may be just about right to spend about 10 minutes on each of the three program components, if that works for you, Mark, and
sure.
Talk and kind of walk our way through them and play around with them and see how they work.
Sure. Skill streaming, as I mentioned before, is the first component. Originally developed as a standalone in 1982, Arnie Goldstein, Ellen McGinnis, actually, who's out in Colorado, really started, and actually started as a, Arnie at that time was a clinic director at Penn State University, and they started using originally the skill sets with adults. And the assumption was that some of the behavioral and some of the problems adults were experiencing were due to being poorly socialized. So they came up with these 10 skills, had skill steps to them. There was practice. It was modeled by the facilitator. There was practice, social rehearsal, and then practice as skill transfer. And then what they realized that it actually could be beneficial for the kids they were working with, too.
So these are interpersonal skills, right?
They are interpersonal.
Getting along with people skills.
That's correct. That is correct. And some of them are as basic as listening, following directions, although listening is not any skill necessary for adults to do, but to really look at those very basic skills.
If you talk to me, I've got a daughter who's 11, and if you asked her to grade me on my listening, I'm sure sometimes I would pass and sometimes I would poorly fail.
Well, we sometimes listen better than others. The other thing is that if you look at the research on perception, what do we, from our own perception, what percentage of what do we take from what we see externally to develop our perception, it's only 20%. So a lot of our perception is developed on what we hear, what our experiences are, how we store the information in our memory. So listening is a much more higher level skill than we would give it credit for in terms of those beginning social skills.
It's kind of a tangential question, Mark, but
yeah.
Do we tend to listen to the stuff that makes our belief system true and then just kind of disregard the rest?
No doubt about it. Think about your own experiences of sitting in a meeting and somebody says something that may violate your own personal belief system. You're now going in a totally different direction. Are you truly paying attention to what somebody else is saying? Think about it from a meeting. You go to a meeting and you hear something said by a number of different people. You read the minutes from the meeting and you say, wait a second, they didn't say that or that wasn't said. Well, it's because of how we develop our perception. And we absolutely stop at a point that it violates our belief system.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.